Alrighty then. This is a test for you. To the Austins, the 65th wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary, folks. It was just the other day when my sister sent me a message simply stating that our parents' 65th wedding anniversary was coming soon. This kind of message shouldn't surprise anyone who knows me. I don't remember dates or numbers very well. Hell, I failed math. I'm also a bit across the pond, I dare say, so I don't really keep up with the comings and goings of friends and family back in Canada. Still, my sister's, "Hey, wake up, dum-dum," message came through loud and clear. It immediately set my sluggish, coffee-deprived brain into motion that morning. I didn't know exactly why 65 years was important. It obviously held some significance, or she wouldn't have written the number. That mystery was promptly shelved on the never-ending to-do list in my brain. But what really struck me about her brief message was the sheer weight of that number, 65. Has it been that long? Wow. I'm shocked. 65 years for a couple to be together is just staggering. Guinness-like. Now, don't get me wrong. When we stand at that altar and say, "I do," which I'm sure was the custom back then, or the revised, "I will," or some future version like, "I, who identify myself with the pronouns he, him, and on some weekends he, she, shall try," we hope, or at least expect, to stay with our partner for life. But let's face it, that rarely happens, and certainly not for this long. Sadly, we live in an age of impermanence. Everything has to be said or done with speed and gratification. Instant gratification. Probably why most people don't bother reading my long-winded articles. 65 years, though. You know, my daughter can't even get through a YouTube video without switching to something else in under a minute. And Donald Trump changes his proposals faster than that even. When you think about it, it's likely the average couple today might divorce at least once, or not even bother to get married, because of this impermanent state of mind we're all in. It's just easier to give up. You know, throw in a towel, move on. And it's also easy to find a partner online, too. You can just imagine. "So, you can belch out the ABCs, eh? How quaint. Next." The Dutch oven routine is now grounds for an immediate cancellation. Never heard the end of that one, by the way. Or another example of a couple nowadays would be, "What? You don't have a 5-digit salary?" "Yeah, I don't think so. By the way, don't slam the door when you leave." Back in the day, I remember having those epically long talkathons with my exes. You know, the ones that went on so long your parents would threaten to disconnect the phone line. I think they did. Those don't exist today. At home, now, you don't even have to talk to anyone. Just press the right emoji and you've conveyed everything you need. Oh, too many emojis. Or worse, "You used the wrong emoji. Time for a divorce." But my parents, I bet they still use the old-fashioned way of communicating, talking things out, or shouting, which, let's face it, it's inevitable when they're in different rooms and can't hear each other anyways. Somehow, life carries on. Impermanence is just where we are now. It's not necessarily wrong, but reflecting on that brings me back to this milestone number, 65. 65 years these two people have shared their lives together, through recessions, job losses, quirky neighbors, COVID, a cranky, "Don't talk to me in the morning or you'll die," daughter, and a wayward son who gave them a heart attack when the police came knocking one day. They've endured. Carry on. They've also faced hardships that cut deeply. None more so than the loss of loved ones whose absence we still feel profoundly today. I'm sure those loved ones look down upon you with pride. Oh, and of course, in all of those 65 years, the Maple Leafs still haven't won the Stanley Cup. That's a whole lifetime of waiting, folks, just putting things into perspective. Undoubtedly, they also had countless moments of joy, attending weddings in our now huge family and earning the esteemed title of great grandparents, without the extra babysitting duties, of course. They did trips across the world. Hey, I heard North Korea is looking for tourists recently. Through it all, they've embraced each other's quirks. Honestly, tripping and falling more often than not to get my wife's daily crap deliveries from the courier takes a toll. One more package, as Ralph Cramden would say. To the moon, Alice. Now that's barbaric and non-PC by today's standards, so I'll settle for an angry emoji plus moon plus double exclamation marks. Let's ask my parents the question directly now. What is the secret bond that helps you endure for 65 years? Is it love? Friendship? The soulmate phenomenon? Is it all of those damn mason jars full of marbles? Or maybe, just maybe, it's some kind of magical superglue binding you through the thick and thin. We younger generations want to know. Though we'd probably need an emoji decoder to decipher the secret. When we see the two of you, we see a united pair, strong and enviable, like tank and ball pit. Longer lasting than even the copper top battery. It's truly amazing and wonderful. Oh, by the way, I eventually got around to looking it up. 65 years marks the Blue Sapphire wedding anniversary. Apparently, you might even get a nod from the head of state for your fortitude and perseverance. Woohoo! Now, according to Copilot, the Queen herself might show up. Let's hope not. And here's a word of caution. Avoid traveling in the States for now. You might get tariffed for having such a rare mineral moniker. Now, let's wrap up my meandering diatribe with these thoughts. Number one, you deserve to be applauded, even by Doug Ford, our drama queen, for being role models, showcasing the potential of an enduring marriage to us youngins. Two, we thank you both for staying strong and inspiring us. Three, and lastly, but most importantly, we celebrate the super glue that's long outlasted its expiry date. Though, I suspect a Twinkie might outlast us all in the end. We love you both and wish you many more happy years ahead.